You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. So glad you're here. Thank you for joining me and spending this precious time with me today. I love spending my time with you. Well, listen, the latest data is in, and it's heartbreaking. It really is. And literally, it is affecting hearts, that 41.9% of Americans are considered obese. 41.9%. That is the latest data. That is getting closer and closer to that 50% mark, that half of our population is considered, in the U.S., considered obese. This should not be. This is a horrible epidemic that is happening, and we know it's because of lack of movement and the standard American diet and stress and the ways in which people are not taking care of their bodies. And y'all know I'm passionate about your health. I'm passionate about you getting healthy and well, mind, body, spirit, emotions. And y'all know that I have a program called the Visibly Fit 7-Week Accelerator Program that has incredible results and gets people healthy and well and off medication and all the things. And I'm very adamant about how great my program is, mainly because I've been teaching and training for over 20 years. But you know what? I had a little humble pie. That's right. When I met my new friend, Dr. Nicholas Meyer. So you're going to hear from him today, and it's just a candid conversation, but he is by trade an orthopedic surgeon, but he has a heart for people. He really wants to see obese and morbidly obese people lose weight. Y'all know I use the term release, but he wants to see them lose weight and get healthier. We had had a conversation offline, and he's like, yeah, Wendy, you're kind of that next level of getting things tightened up and I'm all about cellular health and really making sure that we're putting all things pure and clean in our body. But I think what Dr. Meyer is doing is really to be commended. And so anyway, I want to share this with you. He is from Minnesota, and he actually attended the U.S. Military Academy, West Point, and he received his MD from the University of Minnesota and residency training in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is a partner at Twin Cities Orthopedics, and he's been practicing since 2003. He is president of Proportion Fit, which we'll talk about that today. He is, he's certified in sports medicine and hand and upper extremity surgery. He is a certified wellness professional. He is a board certified orthopedic surgeon, which I mentioned. List goes on. Personally, he's been married for 29 years, and he is a father of 3 wonderful children, and he was voted as top doctor for 10 years straight by the Minneapolis St. Paul magazine, which is super amazing. He is a really great guy. You're going to love him. He loves the Lord, and I know you're going to enjoy this interview. So here you go. Here's Nick. Well, hello, Dr. Nick Meyer. Welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. We finally made this happen. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad we could finally get together, getting through my technical insufficiencies. So,
oh, I don't think it's yours. I think it's just technology in general. It's not you. So I'm glad it worked out. So yes, welcome to the show. And I'm excited about our conversation because this is all about, your heart. First of all, you're an orthopedic surgeon, and you deal mainly with hands and arms and wrists and stuff, right?
Right. Yeah. I trained to operate on just about anything orthopedic wise, but as my practice has evolved, I'm primarily sort of shoulder on down to fingertips type of surgeon. So that's what my day job is.
All right. So yes, and you are well skilled in that department. And I know my husband went to one of your colleagues for some foot surgery not too long ago, and all went well there. But you have had a passion about helping people. What I like to say is release weight, but you use the term lose weight, which a lot of people do. But I want to hear why this has been such a passion of yours. And I know that, you know, first of all, the stats tell us that it's a major issue, right? 69% of Americans are overweight or obese, and one in three are considered obese. But over and beyond that stat, which should be enough, why are you driven to make a difference in this space?
You know, that reason, I think, has evolved over the years. I think the initial reason was quite simply my own issues. You know, I was gaining weight as I entered my probably 40s, early 40s. And, you know, my dad was always overweight and dealt with that. And I realized for myself, I needed to do something. And I researched different weight loss techniques and things like that. And just came to the conclusion that there's a lot of stuff out there that's gimmicky. It's not as simple as it should be. And so I sort of devised a way for myself to lose weight. So it started with me, but then also when I think about it, I think my dad's issues with weight sort of contributed to my desire to see myself and then help others lose weight. And then I see enough patients that have had issues with joint destruction. You know, when I did more lower extremity surgery and stuff, we'd see it more with knee replacement, hip replacement, low back pain, patients who are struggling because of excess weight. And so I just realized there's such a need out there. And after I researched it myself and found that there wasn't really good instruction out there, I figured I might be able to build a better mousetrap and help people lose or release weight, however you want to phrase it, I guess. Yeah, unfortunately, awesome. Some people find it again. Some you find it and you lose it. But
Well,
it started personal, and then but it really dovetailed into a lot of other things, and then just the ability then to help sort of the masses, help a lot of people with a simple technique, I hope.
Yeah. And as a surgeon, I know that oftentimes some of my patients have said, you know, I need to lose weight, because they always say lose weight, but I need to lose weight because I need to get knee surgery or whatever surgery. So you as a physician as a surgeon are also instructing patients to lose weight so that you can care for them in your best ability as well. So with your father and with the weight that you had gained, was your father in any kind of situation where he was obese, or was he on medication? Were you on medication? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I never got to the point where I needed to be on any medication or anything like that. I was probably a good 25 pounds overweight and slowly creeping up as the years went by. My dad always was probably in the obese category, pre-diabetic. And ultimately, he passed away from a foot infection that unfortunately seeded his shoulder, and he ended up septic and died from that. So in reality, his, you know, indirectly or directly, his weight probably contributed, unfortunately, to his death. So it's, you know, it's near and dear to my heart, I would say, because of that, my own personal struggles and my dad's struggles that I saw with him.
Sure.
So, and he was active, but again, certainly that weight, that excess weight just takes a toll on your hormonal system and your ability, just your endocrine system, everything just to sort of regulate so many different functions.
Yeah.
And everything really just gets thrown off with that excess weight.
Yeah. And it's just the chronic inflammation in your body that leads to that disease. And so on that note, I know when we first met, I remember I was a little, how would I say it, harsh with you. And I apologize, because you're such a wonderful, kind man. And immediately when I learned about, because we have a mutual friend in Florida that connected us, and when I learned about your system, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, not all calories are created equal. What about cellular health? You know, what's going on here? You can't just eat a bunch of cheeseburgers and fries and be okay with it. So I want to talk about the system, and you're not the only one that has a system like this. There are other similar systems, but it's called Proportion Fit, right?
Yep.
And it's cups. It's count cups, not calories. And so I want you to dive into this methodology.
Right. Yeah. So I'm either by nature or by design or by career, I'm sort of a simple man. You know, orthopedic surgery is pretty simple. You see a crooked bone, you want to straighten it. And so when it came to weight loss and diet, I figured there must be a really simple solution. And so counting calories didn't really fit that need for simplicity. Plus the FDA, you know, when you see reported calories, they're plus or minus 20%. And so you realize those calorie counts aren't even that accurate in the first place. And so you see descriptions of people using a fist as a portion and things like that, or a deck of cards, or a tennis ball size, you know, potato or piece of meat the size of a deck of cards, things like that. Those are all things that people have talked about, but nobody really said, okay, how many decks of cards can I have if I'm 200 pounds versus 100 pounds versus, you know, 300 pounds? You know, what is the right amount?
Can be
and
confusing.
So what I did. Yeah. Yeah. So what I did is I researched and we figured out how many calories are found in a cup of foods X, Y, Z, A, B, C. You know, we looked at hundreds of different foods, figured out how many calories are found in a cup of those foods, and then extrapolated and thought, okay, if it takes sort of an average American diet, we'll say, or maybe slightly above average, better than average, and we say 1/3 of that intake is fruits and vegetables, and the other 2/3 is a relative free-for-all. But you still try to get, you know, a good food grade, you know, how many calories is that? And so you can sort of reverse engineer that and figure out how many cups you need to take in. And the math just works out. I'm sort of a closet math geek, I would say. But, you know, it just works out that for every approximately 20 pounds of body mass, you need about one cup of food to sort of satiate that or to provide the energy for that 20 pounds daily. And so ultimately, the way it works out is you take your weight and approximately divide by 20, and that's about how many cups you take in an average day to maintain whatever weight you're at. That's not quite 100% accurate because you have to factor in activity level, age, gender, things like that. But generally speaking, that's sort of a rough estimate. And so, you know, where you and I got first introduced, you know, you know that 2/3, that's a free-for-all, as I say. I have refined it over the past probably 12 years. You know, initially I left it sort of nebulous, but more recently now what we've done is we tell people to grade their food. You know, give it a good old-fashioned letter grade, an A, B, C, D. We say there are
and
no
be
F's.
Honest and be honest yeah. with that letter grade.
Yeah, right. Be an honest grader. Don't spoil the curve here. But we say there are no F's because, you know, anything's that is edible or meant to be consumed is going to get a letter grade. It might get a D, but if it's edible, it gets a grade. And the goal is to get at least a B grade for your foods. And so your natural foods, your things that are, you know, fruits, vegetables, non-processed, you know, I would put chicken, you know, red meat, you know, you may disagree with that part because of your sort of bent towards things, but I would put that in the sort of B category. And then when you get into the sugars and the chemicals and things like that, then we're getting into C and D category. So again, if you can take in 1/3 fruits and vegetables, that offsets at least some poor health choices, perhaps, or poor nutritional choices down the road.
Yeah.
And what we want people to do is really, if nothing else, just change one thing about how they're taking things in. And that is, you know, actually be intentional and quantify how much they're taking in on an average day. And again, the math works out just surprisingly well in that for every cup deficit you take in per day compared to your baseline, you're going to lose a half pound per week. And so for every 2 cups you take away, you lose 1 pound per week. 4 cups, it's 2 pounds per week that you lose just by being in a slight calorie deficit based on those cups. So yeah. That's the quick explanation of the whole concept.
That's good. Well, and with this obesity epidemic that is here currently, that we are all very aware of, when we first had our conversation, I'm like, but wait, not all calories are created equal. And what about the cellular health? And I mean, you know, I kind of go to that next level of of nutrition. But then I'm like, well, what about the people that really just need to start somewhere and aren't willing to go where I am as far as that style and the cleanness of what I teach. And I'm thinking, you know what? Cool. Good for you, Dr. Meyer. You know what? Because people need to start somewhere. And if this is that next that will get them to someone like myself, great. And get them to release weight and not have to go and do something dramatic like surgery or something of that nature, right?
Absolutely.
So I changed my tune with you.
I appreciate that.
And I love that you are a Jesus guy. Like you love the Lord and that comes into play as well. And yeah, you actually have some pretty great stories. And I know the story about Peter, he didn't use your proportion fit, but it was a similar style, right?
Right.
But let's talk a little bit about Peter, because I believe... Sure. And I've got a Pete in my space too that I could share a story about. So there's something about Pete's and Peter's. Yeah. But tell me about Peter and what he went through and kind of where he is now. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, Peter Cosentino, he's a great guy. He's got his own sort of fitness brand, and he's helping people get healthy as well. Yeah, but he, he's unfortunately went through some things as a child and turned to food as for sort of comfort. And unfortunately, over the years through his childhood and then into early adulthood, ended up at about 555 pounds. He says that's the most he ever measured himself.
Wow. But
it's hard to weigh yourself when you get that heavy. And then he just shares a story that one day he looked in the mirror and said, "This is just not who I am meant to be." And he really turned to the Lord and he turned to himself and said, "Okay, between the Lord and I, I'm gonna get this under control." And he just through simple portion control and watching what he ate and dedicating himself to exercise, ultimately lost about 300 pounds. I heard about his story through the church actually that he attends. He and I didn't go to the same church, but I just heard about it. And so again, probably one of those God moments as well, where I reached out to him and I said, "Hey, I've heard this story. It sounds really great. It sounds like you're essentially doing sort of my system. You know, we might have something to sort of collaborate on and work together on." And I didn't hear from him. I didn't hear from him for probably 6 months, I would say. And then out of the blue, I got a message back from him. And I think it was through Facebook messaging or something somewhat obscure. He reached back out and said, "Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Sorry for the delay." and ever since, he and I have connected, and he's a huge ambassador for Proportion Fit. And he uses that same system to help himself, maintain a healthy weight. He's entering fitness competitions and transformation competitions. And he's just an incredible inspiration for so many people, because it's the way I look at Proportion Fit in a way. It's a way to sort of non-surgically go through a gastric bypass. It's a way to limit how much you're taking in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Limit what you're taking in intentionally rather than being forced to limit what you take in through surgery,
So, we know there's repercussions. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that have done that surgery, but I also know that there's a lot of danger behind it as well.
Right, right. I'm on a lot of nutritional issues and absorption issues and dump, there's a lot of issues potentially there. And so if you can avoid surgery, obviously that's the better course. And so anyway, Peter's just a great inspiration. He's been through a lot. He's unfortunately, in his family has, some addictive issues. Unfortunately, his brother just recently passed away, and mm-hmm. so he's very open about sharing these things, and he sees the overlap too with food and addiction and addiction and eating, and so all those things just play in. And that's why, like I said, my sort of concept, which started as the Proportion Fit Diet, has turned into the Proportion Fit Diet and Health Plan. And then now in the last couple of years, I've really embraced and try to bring in the spiritual side of it, the mental health side of it, and then even financial side too, because all of those things are so intertwined that really just focusing on weight loss is so, I don't want to say simple, but it's just so basic that there's so much more to it. And it's nice to be able to incorporate all those other parts of it.
Yeah. It's one of your four pillars that you really focus on. And I mean, it's thinking of your life is it's a holistic approach, right? You can't just compartmentalize, which I believe a lot of people do, depending on their situation. And we can't get away from ourselves and the things that we're doing. It's all encompassing, and one spills over into the next. So, let me ask you this: what are some common misconceptions or challenges that people face that you've seen when it comes to portion control?
Well, I think. One of the most common comments is sort of like your perception, and I think you were led astray by our mutual friend, perhaps. But
he's like, "Yeah, you can stuff pizza in there and burgers." I'm like, "No." Yeah.
So when you first talk about the concept, that's usually the reaction. People say, "So I can just eat cups and cups of M&Ms and I'm fine."
Yeah.
And, well, no, you can't do that. So I think one of the biggest issues is just the complexity of it. People get really caught up in just trying to figure out, carbohydrates versus protein versus fat, and how much can I eat? Do I need to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and three meals, five meals? Do I fast? Mm-hmm. You know, so all of these things, you know, all of these things can be so overwhelming and confusing. And that's why I try to boil it down to the most simple aspect of just, you know, hey, just pay attention to how much you're eating, actually be intentional about that, understand that part of it. And through that, it's just such an easy way to measure things. So I think people, the biggest issue probably is the complexity potentially involved in trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that, you know, if I think back through my lifetime, I can't really think of any time in my childhood where I was taught about sort of really nutrition and eating proper amounts and things like that. And then even through medical school, it's such a
except for that ignored awful, area, that horrible food pyramid.
Right. So, yeah, and that's just it. There's such bad information out there, and you know, everyone's ingrained to say, okay, I need to get my six servings of fruits and vegetables. And what does that even mean? You know, it's just such a nebulous thing that people don't understand. That's why we try to make it very just explicit and very simple for people to follow. So,
yeah, no,
that's again, great. I think the biggest issue is just that complexity, or at least perceived complexity, of weight loss and weight gain. And people just sort of throw up their hands and they give up.
Well, and part of that, just as you mentioned with Peter, it's so much more than just eating clean. It's you've got to go into the psyche. You've got to go into the mind and the heart and the emotional stuff. And a lot of people don't want to do that work because it's painful. And there may be some tears that are shed. There may be some anger that comes up. It's work. And so with anything that's worth doing, it takes work. And so what do you say to those that just think it's just a real simple process? I mean, it's simple in what you're providing, just like with what I provide, it's simple. You just do it. Here it is. But there's more to it. What would you say to those people that are not willing to do the work?
Yeah, well, I think you almost said my new sort of tagline is it's really simple, but it's not easy. You know, it's the concept, you know, it's easy to sit back and sort of say how simple this is. You know, you eat less, you eat better food, you know, there it is. You know, it's sitting right in front of you. You just have to implement it, but it's not always easy to implement it. And so I think that's why, again, just take it sort of step by step and break it down into simple little parts and don't try to, you know, completely recreate the wheel. But I think, like you said, it's so multifaceted. If your goal is only to fit into a pair of jeans or to look prettier, whatever,
momentary,
it's so shallow that it's probably not going to really motivate you enough. And then you're never going to feel like you've done enough. And so it's very frustrating. And so the process has to be sort of rewarding in and of itself, not just the goal. And so I think as you're losing weight, as you're getting yourself healthy, it really needs to come back to you and motivate you and make you feel better about yourself in the process, not just waiting for some magic number to be achieved in weight loss or, you know, getting your weight to a certain level. So I think it's
about how you feel.
Yeah. And that's that whole mental and financial and spiritual part of it as well. And so that, you know, one of the, like I said, you know, break it down to simple components. And I think the reason one of the reasons that this concept works is one of the guys that recently did the study that we just did. You know, again, you'll not like this, but his vice was to have a little McDonald's breakfast sandwich in the morning. And so he told me, he said, hey, I mean, any sort of plan where I can actually lose, you know, 20 pounds and still be able to have my, you know, McMuffin in the morning.
Yeah. Hey, I remember those growing up. Yeah.
Still is, you know, he said, that's pretty good. And so that's just it. I mean, he was able to basically change one thing, just really work on the volume of food he's taking in to get himself healthier, get himself to a better weight. And like you said, then, you know, hopefully as his weight comes on, as he gets healthier, then he can take it to the next level and really work a little bit more on those nutrients. But I think too, you know, people, I don't know, I have my own vices. You know, I love a chocolate chip cookie. I love some ice cream on occasion, you know, so I
need to teach you how to make some nice cream.
Oh, there you go.
You know what nice cream is?
I don't.
Well, I'll give you the recipe. Actually, it's really simple. Okay. It's like a frozen banana, and you can use almond milk or whatever, put in some cinnamon, put in some cacao, blend it up, and put maybe a little bit of vanilla, and there's your nice cream. There frozen banana. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So anyway, but it is an interesting concept. I think like I said, it's there's other kinds of concepts like this, but if it really works and it's that next step, I'm all about it. I think once they get into that place, like you mentioned, the guy that did the study and he's still eating Egg McMuffins, hopefully it's getting the education, because that's really what it is. Once you start to understand that, whoa, this is doing what to my body? And if mm-hmm. you could turn your body inside out and actually see how it's operating or not operating so well, then maybe you would choose a healthier choice. But you're right. already, you know, changing the way you're seeing food with the calorie right. cup or with the cups and not calories. And so all that is really positive and really good. Regarding financial, you're a numbers guy. I love the fact that you're even assisting people to see that they will save money and the right. way inflation is and grocery bills. Oh my goodness. Right. I know that the way I teach people to eat as well, it helps them save money, but let's talk about that from your standpoint.
Yeah. So we calculated that approximately every cup that you take in is about $2. You know, so, you know, you can see different statistics out there, but most people on average spend about $300, $300 to $600, even $450, I think is the average per month on food. Seems like a lot to me, but I guess it, you know, ultimately it's, you know, $15 a day, adds up pretty quickly, you know? So if you're, so basically that breaks down to approximately, we say about $2 per cup, just because it's simple to think of it that way. So
yeah,
very simply put then, if you're eating at a 4-cup deficit, trying to lose 2 pounds per week, you're saving $8 per day. And if you take that $8 per day and you put it away and you save it and you invest it,
compound interest.
Yeah, absolutely. It adds up quickly, you know? So it's the same concept people talk about, you know, oh, don't drink Starbucks. Instead of spending that, you know, $4 on the Starbucks or whatever, you know, put that money away and you'll save so much money. And it's very true. And so when people talk about, you know, weight loss programs and things like that and say, oh, I can't afford to do it, you know, in a way you can't afford not to do it because it ultimately
Amen. Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, you can't afford not to do it because it saves you money. You know, so
that's right.
It really, you know, and that's the other, again, another level of what we're doing too, is I think by increasing just awareness, people will eat and buy the right amount of food, and then there's less food waste, you know, so right. you're not packing your refrigerator so full with food that you end up throwing out because you didn't need it, or you're overeating, overconsuming. And
or
so,
you bad.
Know,
yeah.
for the sort of environmentalist in all of us, you know, it is helpful for the environment too, to you know, not overconsume. And so that helps just down the line with so many different things. So it really, it helps you to understand when you're out at grocery shopping, you know, how much you really need to take home with you every time you go grocery shopping. So you're not throwing stuff away. We teach people to, when they go to the restaurant, you know, get their meal and get a to-go container right away and put the half of the food that you're not going to eat in the container. So it's out of sight, out of mind. You're not tempted yeah. to mindlessly sit there and eat it if you don't need to. So you can still enjoy food immensely, but you can just pay attention and enjoy it more because you're focused on the smaller quantities ultimately and enjoying it.
Yeah, I think that's it. A lot of times you just mentioned when you're at a restaurant or you're in a social environment, whether it's a Super Bowl party or whatever, you may not realize how much you're consuming. And so to be present, I think that's a big piece of the puzzle, yeah. Especially in this day and age, people are watching TV while they eat or whatever right. it is, and you're not really present and you don't even realize, oh, I've been full for a while now. Right. I need to stop eating. So I think that's a big piece of it. Well, what is, I'm going to put your link in the show notes to this, okay. to this podcast so that people can check out Proportion Fit. And the cool thing is you're so kind. You are offering a 15% discount if they get Proportion Fit to those that use the code visibly fit, all one word, all caps. And I will put that in the show notes as well to anyone that listens to this podcast. Now you have an app as well, right? That can.
Yes. So we create an app to go along with the whole program.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Very good. And I'll put information on that as well. Well, yeah. I love your heart behind all this. I know it's to get people healthy and well. And let's just go personal now, just for fun.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything you want to share more about Proportion Fit that we didn't cover.
I think we covered it. Just real quick on the app, it's a free app. And then if you just look up Proportion Fit Eat Number you should be able to find it. And it actually just guides you right through the whole program. If you want to just do it on your own, you can do it on your own with or without a kit. And there are videos and things like that. So
that's awesome. Thank you very, very much. Well, I mentioned that you are a man of faith. Would you be willing to share a snippet of your faith journey?
Yeah. Well, I think my faith journey is definitely ongoing. I think anyone's is.
Right?
Yeah. So, I grew up in Minnesota, still live in Minnesota, Catholic family. I have an uncle who's a priest and things like that. So I grew up Catholic, we'll say. And as the years have gone on, probably the past 10 years or so, my faith has really grown, I think, tremendously. I more certainly have in the evangelical Christian category. I really have realized that everything that we do, should be focused on God and Jesus and really helping others, but also, supporting and really proclaiming the kingdom and really putting that ever present in all of everything we do. So it used to be, like a lot of people, I guess, you show up to church on Sundays, you sort of punch the clock and that was it. And you go home. And that's sort of what I would say my upbringing was and what I was. And now
Did you have a moment, like a certain experience that kind of shifted this?
Yeah, I don't know that there was one. I mean, honestly, bringing my dad back into this, but at my dad's funeral, I asked my uncle, who's the priest, to say that we had a luncheon as my dad wanted, afterwards to sort of celebrate his life. And we're at a luncheon and I asked my uncle, the priest, to say a prayer. And he recited, blessed gifts are about to receive by the Christ of all your men. And that was it. He just said this very rote prayer over the meal. And there's just no, I just realized that, some religion is just that, it's just very rote and not really, there's no connection there. And so I realized that, the faith there was not much. And I realized, where's my faith if that's sort of what I want? Where do I want to go with my faith? And so I think that was actually probably a bigger part of me sort of being introspective and looking at my own life and sort of where faith lies in my life. And then I think really the last probably seven, eight years, my oldest daughter decided to go to Liberty University.
Oh.
And that was a, eye-opening too, because, to see a university that really puts their faith forward, unfortunately there's been some controversy there and things like that, but to see a school that really puts faith forward and to see that, as just a hallmark of what they're doing, again, it really made me think, I need to do that more in my life, my personal life. It's not impossible. It's hard to incorporate, directly into what I do day to day as an orthopedic surgeon. But there are, certainly I pray with surgeries and ask for guidance and that. And fortunately, I have patients too who will want to pray with me before surgeries.
That's awesome.
To sort of ask for God's blessing as we're doing what we're doing. And certainly, that's there. But as far as like having a single moment, I would say that one at my dad's, luncheon celebration of life was probably a big one.
Yeah.
And then the last few years, just being exposed to faith on a more outward level at the university and other, businesses and things like that. And as you and I connecting too, the more people you talk about faith, the more you realize there's a lot out there, a lot of people that share that same faith, and they may not be as open about it until you start talking.
Yeah.
In fact, one more quick story on that is, our mutual friend, we'll say.
Yes.
He and I were supposed to connect.
The one from Florida or your neighbor, your old neighbor?
No, the one from Florida. Yeah. Well, they're a good faith-filled family as well from Minnesota. But anyways, our Florida friend, he and I connected and never talked about faith at all. Just talked about sort of weight loss and, respiratory training. And he and I were supposed to connect one time, just have a phone conversation about something. And he sent me a text saying, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to miss the meeting. Just something came up. And again, we'd never discussed faith before. And I sent him a text and I said, hey, God comes first. Your family comes second. And I'm, way down the list, so don't worry about missing the meeting. And he, wrote back or called back, whatever. He's like, I didn't realize that you had, faith and you're a knower, you're a believer. And it just opened up, you know, so many doors, you know, to our communication and just our connection. So it's just, it's interesting because that's, you know, it, you know, just a simple little thing like that, a quick text or something like that. Just, you know, those are, I think, the things that really guide us in so many ways, those little shoulder taps from God that say, hey, you know, open up to that person, talk to that person, help that person, whatever. And I think as my faith grows deeper and I hopefully do a better job, I'm more aware of those little nudges and things like that. And I hopefully I'm going in the right direction.
That's so good. And that we act on them, right? And you did. Right. And so that's one of the reasons that our mutual friend connected us as well, because he knew my faith. So the more we are bold and share and not like shoving it down anyone's throat, but just being who we are, I think there's a great appreciation and doors open that way for sure. So anyway, I really appreciate you. I appreciate all that you're doing and your heart behind, you know, getting people healthy and well. And it's an honor to have you on the podcast, honor to know you. And I'm sure we will be talking again soon. But thank you again. And I will put those of you listening, the link in the show notes to the website, along with the code VISIBLYFIT, all caps, all one word. So you can get 15% off of the Proportion Fit program. So, all right, Nick, final question. Since we're talking spiritual, let's end on a spiritual note. Do you have a life verse?
Do I have a life verse?
Or one that you really enjoy a lot?
You know, it's probably overused, but, you know, can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. You know, that's it's overused because I think it's just so... it's easy to remember. And I think it's so true. And so,
after Jesus wept. Then that one's the next.
So I think that's the one that probably pushes me through the most. I, you know, I shared with you before, you know, my own, it was about actually almost 2 years ago now when I was driving my daughter, or actually I dropped her off at the airport, I think. And I was driving, I was listening to some Christian music and I was just thinking about what I was doing with the weight loss. And I came, I sort of had this epiphany of, you know, why save the body if you don't save the soul? And I think, you know, we talked about that before, I believe, but, you know, really this whole thing about, you know, weight loss and helping people get healthy is great. But if we're not working on the spiritual side and helping people really, you know, develop that part of it, you know, what's the point of everything else? And so I think from my own standpoint too, you know, I try to make sure I focus on that. So anytime I'm, you know, feeling down or defeated or having a bad day or whatever, you really sort of focus on, okay, that, where are you on your spiritual health? Where are you with God? And that really keeps me going and hopefully keeps my arrow pointing in the right direction. So.
That's awesome. I love it. All right. Well, God bless you, friend. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much. God bless you for all you do. And it's really a great honor and privilege to get to know you.
Likewise.
Thanks, Wendy.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of Visibly Fit and really enjoyed all that Dr. Meyer had to share with us today. He's a great guy, as you can tell, and he's got a great thing going. He is helping people all over get a handle, get a better handle on their food intake. So check it out. The link is in the show notes. And the promotion code, which is Visibly Fit, all in caps, all one word, will allow you to get 15% off of his Proportion Fit cups. So I'll give you that specific link in the show notes. So make sure you check that out. And if you want to go to that next level, you can go to getvisiblyfit.com where I have my Visibly Fit 7-week accelerator program right there. And you can do one payment or three, but the goal is to get you in your best top-notch health, mind, body, spirit, emotions, and have a community to support you and tools along with education along the way. So if you have questions, let me know, but I'm here to support you through your health and wellness journey, just like Dr. Meyer is. So however you need to get there, just get there. We just want you healthy and well, all right? Because you've got a lot to do here while you are living this wonderful life, and God wants you healthy and well. So however it looks, like I said, just get there. Just do the work. Take action. All right, blessings, and thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Visibly Fit, and we will catch you next time. Be blessed.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.